I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, it was the worst of times, and it was the worst of times. So we shut down this show for quite a while because of the COVID. Okay, started it back up again. Then I got sick from a mosquito bite. We have these new little nasty, tiny Asian imports. But I'm not blaming the Chinese for them. They came in on a cargo container. And they don't give you just a regular mosquito bite. They hurt. These bites really hurt. And they stay bad for a long time. And they just get all messed up. My whole elbow swole up. And I got quite sick. So it was very unpleasant. So now hopefully we're done with that. And we'll try to start this back up again. Things are really bad, maybe worse than when we stopped doing the show because of the COVID. The COVID is growing. It's not getting better. We act like it's over. People are going, oh my God, there might be a second wave. No, we're still on the first wave. We haven't peaked to the top of the first wave yet, other than in a few places. We're seeing a lot of rising cases of COVID in cities. Especially the cities that are working at breakneck speed to open back up. I don't even think we're halfway through the first wave yet. And this is all being overseen by the most corrupt, incompetent, and now clearly suffering from some form of dementia president we've ever had. He is absolutely incapable of dealing with the problem as it is, so he just pretends there isn't a problem. Sort of the same thing he does with systemic racism. It doesn't exist. It's no problem. Because I have a potentially compromised immune system, I'm not on the front lines out there with the people marching for Black Lives Matter, but God bless them. They are risking their lives to protest this thing. And please, you know, I'm with you. I'm on your side. But please wear masks to these things and try to keep a little distance. I support your cause, but I don't want you to die for it. And it's really important. The message needs to be heard in every state, and the stories need to keep being told. But what I don't get is why police officers are trying to reinforce the message about police brutality by being especially brutal, even towards journalists. Now, I know if you're upper middle class, white, you probably love the police. You probably never really had to deal with them. I am white, but I've never been upper middle class, and I come from a family that was poor, lived in a poor neighborhood. My wife grew up in a fairly poor neighborhood. And when you're in those environments, when you're with a lot of people of different minorities, you see the police as they really are. You are witness to the misbehavior in ways that I think people who are more protected by their race and protected by their wealth, they don't see this stuff. So seems like the cops are fine to them. That's why it's so important to whip out these video cameras every time you see a cop arrest someone of color. Bring out that camera. Document it. As so many others are doing, it is a great service. It's scary and ugly out there. But amidst all of the ugliness this week, we got a big and pleasant surprise, at least when it comes to gay rights. I think that the Christian conservatives really do hate the gay people. But I think a lot of conservatives just in general don't really so much. I think gay people were just a convenient target when it became less acceptable to do that kind of targeting against black people. Now it kind of seems like they're under Trump, they're coming out of the woodwork and go, oh, yay, great, we can finally get back to bashing black people. We don't have to deal with all this gay stuff. Now, most Americans have believed, according to polling, that you can't be fired just for being gay. That is certainly true here in California, but in a majority of states, 26, they have absolutely no protections for gay people. You can just fire them for being gay, or transgender, or bisexual, or whatever you want. The vast majority of Americans believe that is wrong, that you shouldn't be able to fire someone just because they're gay. Finally, the case has come before the Supreme Court, and much to the shock of virtually everyone, they came to the obvious conclusion. You shouldn't be able to discriminate against someone just because they're gay. You can't have them get married one day and then fire them the next day because they married someone of the same sex. We, as a country, have moved on from that, and so have 6 members of the Supreme Court. There are 3 Supreme Court justices who haven't caught up to reality, and it should be no surprise. Justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Brett Kavanaugh, everybody's least favorite drunken uncle. And in another surprise to everyone, including me, Neil Gorsuch wrote the consenting opinion, and it was pretty straightforward. It said, an employer who fires an individual for being homosexual or transgender fires that person for traits or actions it would not have questioned in members of a different sex. Yep, it's pretty obvious. And frankly, allowing you to marry someone of the same sex but allowing you to be fired for doing that, that's insane. The type of insanity that makes sense to people like Kavanaugh and Alito and Thomas, the lesser lights of the court. The timing of this has been interesting because the Trump administration has been the most advocatedly anti-gay of any administration. Because, you know, there were anti-gay administrations, but they weren't anywhere near as proactive. They didn't target gay people specifically. And of course, yes, in a time where gay people are getting more rights, there are going to be people who are going to want to come around and yank those rights away. But Trump has proven to be, like, the number one guy for wanting to do that. But as bad as he has been for gay rights, and we have documented that constantly on the show, as bad as he has been, he's got a real stick up his ass for transgendered people. He hates them. He wants to hurt them in any way that he can. And on Friday, last Friday, he did. He got rid of health care protections for transgendered people. Yeah, by executive fiat like he does everything else because, you know, the Senate, they don't pass bills anymore. So everything that happens pretty much has to happen by Trump ordering it to happen, which really isn't the way all of this is supposed to work. And admittedly, the president doesn't seem to care about health care protections for anyone. But this is just nasty in an especially nasty way. They finalized a rule that will allow doctors, nurses, insurance providers, and employers to refuse service of any kind to LGBTQ people if it violates their religious beliefs. And yes, even if those people might die, they can still refuse life-saving medical service. Really, seriously, this is terrible. Roger Severino, who is another of the endless anti-gay extremists and heads up the Office for Civil Rights, ironically, at the Department of Health and Human Services, he says that Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act would now limit sex discrimination to whatever you were born as. And that means trans people, you're out of luck. You don't have any sex discrimination rights, period, at all. None, zip, squat. Now, of course, after the Supreme Court ruling, I don't think they can put this into place, but there will be lawsuits to try to prevent that now. And according to Lindsay Dawson, who is Associate Director of HIV Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation, if this rule were to actually go into force, a transgender person could, for example, be refused care for a checkup at a doctor's office. Or a transgender man could be denied treatment for ovarian cancer. Or a hysterectomy, they can refuse to cover it by an insurer, even though, if they were not transgender, it would be covered. And we keep saying, cruelty is the point with this administration, and this would have been very cruel, but I just don't see how it can possibly be implemented in light of the Supreme Court's ruling. Now, I keep saying this is the most anti-gay administration in history, and part of the reason is not just, I don't think Trump really cares one way or the other. It's just a way to get the religious right on his side, and it's another group that he can be cruel to, which is his thing. We have done many segments on this show where we've pointed out that virtually everyone at the top in the federal government right now is an anti-gay extremist. It seems to be a requirement for the job, which is why this administration has been so profoundly anti-gay in its actions. Of course, the usual religious right folks are up in arms. They feel betrayed, as I can understand that. It's horrifying when you're betrayed by someone acting rationally and humanely. Roberts voted with Gorsuch, so they also consider him a traitor. And I think the takeaway that religious conservatives should get out of all this is that is that voting for conservative Republicans doesn't seem to really work and get them what they want, so maybe they just should stop voting.